evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night live show. It is 20-2020, 11-20-2020. 320s is a 60, huh? Okay, I don't know what that means, but it just means it's amped up to the max. Now, let me just tell you something here, and I will just go back to the old ways, because I like to read things. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah returned into the ark, entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready for some wild weasel stuff, let me tell you. Now, let me read something else here tonight. And it's going to be an abridged reading of a very neat poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Let's see if you can know who the character is. It was 12 by the village clock when he crossed the bridge into Medford town. He heard the crowing of the clock of the cock and the barking of the farmer's dog, and felt the damp of the river fog that rises after the sun goes down. It was 1 by the village clock when he galloped into Lexington. He saw the gilded weathercock swim in the moonlight as he passed, and the meeting house windows, blank and bare, gaze at him with a spectral glare. And if they already stood aghast at the bloody work they would look upon. It was 2 by the village clock when he came to the bridge in Concord town. He heard the bleating of the flock and the twitter of birds among the trees, and felt the breath of the morning breeze blowing over the meadows brown. And 1 was safe and asleep in his bed, who at the bridge would be first to fall, who that day would be lying dead, pierced by a British musket ball. You know the rest, the books you have read, how the British regulars fired and fled, and how the farmers gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again under the trees at the turn of the road, and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere. So through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not a fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. And then here's the Concord hymn. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled. Here once the embattled farmer stood and fired the shot heard round the world. The bow long since in silence slept, alike to conqueror's silent sleeps, and time the ruined bridge has swept down the dark stream that seaward creeps. On this green bank, by this soft stream, we set today a votive stone, that memory of their deed redeem, when like our sires, our sons are gone. Spirit that made those heroes dare to die and leave their children free, bid time and nature greatly spare the shaft we raise to them and thee. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the time, you see, it's the times, the times, the times. We know not the exact time or hour, like the Lord Jesus says, but we can see what season it is by the leaves on the trees and the fig tree and all of that, you see. You can understand that and see all of it. But now let me tell you about some other things that are going on. And it's just amazing all the stuff that's happening. But let me say one thing to all of these guys who are in the militias and all the stuff, quit showing your wares off on the dadgum Facebook and all of that, because all they're doing is clocking you and everything. Now, it's already had its effect. Now, Biden and all his people, he has his number two woman, the Beto O'Rourke broad. Okay, excuse my language about like that. But that's all she is. She thinks she's going to confiscate firearms. She's going to tax you for firearms. Well, let me tell you what. I got a big word. You know, this was the word used by General McAuliffe in a certain woods in the middle of Belgium when the Nazis were rumming down on them and the 101st Airborne was in a circle of wagons around that whole area. And they were fighting, and they were down, in some cases, down to one round per man. So that means they were going to go with bayonet steel and hand-to-hand with the Nazis. And when the Germans wanted McAuliffe to surrender, he sent him a one-word thing back and said, nuts! So let me tell you what. China Joe and Commissar Kamala and all your crew, all of the commies. I was talking again to a Vietnam veteran, and he said, you know, I went to fight the communists in Vietnam and Southeast Asia, and I was in Laos, and I was off the coast of this one and that one. I was in the riverine. I was doing all kind of stuff. He said, I remember when we were way up in an area, and there, the only people there was about 10 or 12 Rock Marines from South Korea. And we were in there to get somebody out. We got them out, the Rock Marines. And there was about 300 NBA and Kong sitting out there, 400. And they were firing. They were in the firefight. And the Rock Marines said, you guys go ahead and get this guy out of here. We're going to stand and fight these suckers. And then they loaded up, ramped up, and they waded into the dadgum things. And I'm going to tell you, this Vietnam veteran, told me, he says, I went to fight them suckers, those communists over there. Now they're over here, and now you think you're going to have me laid down on the job? You're going to have me laid down on the job because I might be ill or infirm or older? Ain't no way, he said. Ain't no way, Jose. This thing is going to go down to the nitty-gritty. It's going to get right down to it. I don't know when, I don't know what it is, but it's going to get there. And if you don't understand that, then you ain't watching. You're watching the paint dry. So if you cannot fight, and I'm going to tell you, you need to be able to defend your own home. And that means women, if you got nothing else but a frying pan and a carving knife, then you get ready to work it, all right? You got the brooms, you got the handles, you got ball bats, you got the hatchet out in the garage. Whatever it is you got, but I'm going to tell you, it's getting long past time to try to get firearms and ammunition. You can get firearms. If you can get ammo, get whatever you can. I would suggest that you buy a pump 12-gauge shotgun. I would suggest you do that because, if nothing else, there are shotgun shells out there. Yes, some of them may be, you know, not the buckshot. Some may not be the slugs, but you can get number two, number three, number four. And I'm going to tell you what, when it's close up and somebody's at the door, the number six or seven right on the doggone brain pan will create a canoe so that whoever's over on the other side of that will understand much more wonderfully, because their brain will be ventilated. So I'm going to tell you, if you cannot fight, if you choose not to, and that's your business, then buy food, buy medical supplies, buy bandages. And I'm not talking about band-aids. Buy blood clot bandages, medical tape, SAM splints, all kind of stuff, burn bandages, chest bandages, whatever it might be. Put some of it back. I would also tell you, if you can get them, and you can probably still get some of them, you could go to like fishmox.com or something like that. Fishmox.com, but look up and get yourself for those wonderful fish in your fish tanks. You can get amoxicillin, regular penicillin. You can get chloroplex, and you can get cephalexin. All those things that your fish in the fish tank are going to need. And it's interesting, they're made by the same manufacturers that make them for humans and to the same standard, because you don't want to be cruel to animals. So you understand what I'm saying. You can put some of that back. You can become a medic. You can become a nurse or a medic or a healer or just somebody to give a hot cup of coffee and a cup of chow and a Band-Aid or two or a bandage or two here and there. Or somebody's got a broken bone, you can split them up, tighten them up, get the ACE bandages, all the different stuff. And all you old guys and gals out there, well, the gals, I know the gals are in better shape than the men. But I'm going to tell you what, you better get some knee braces and some ACE bandages to wrap your knees, or to wrap your ankle, or whatever it might be. Because I'm going to tell you what, you can also get one of the rib belts to put around your back, and you know, one of those lifting belts. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to need all the stuff you can get to keep you in the field. And I'm going to tell you, we're heading towards the winter, we're heading towards the thing, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I do see that all of these left-wing communist demon commie rats, I see them saying that Trump supporters, 73 million, 74 million, how do you re-educate them? They're talking about putting you into concentration camps. They're talking about firing squads. They're talking about, hydraulic guillotines. They're talking about all kind of stuff. And when somebody's telling you they're going to come to kill you, I'm going to tell you what. That could be braggadocio, but I do take them serious. Now, that don't mean I'm going to go out into the field and go conniving around. I'm going to wait and see for them, and I'm going to see if I catch them in an ambush, you know? What was it old Solzhenitsyn had to say? Here's what Solzhenitsyn would have told. Now, listen. Just listen to me very carefully. I have a lot of wonderful peace officers who listen to the show. A lot of military. I have a lot of special ops and people. Vietnam vets. All kind of vets listen here. And here's the deal. For the police, I've told you this before when we were looking at 9-11, and, or not at 9-11, but back at the turn of the millennium with the, you know, when they thought the computers were all going to crash, the Y2K and all of that. And also after 9-11, they were telling people, but back then they were telling people that were in the police, we're going to take your family. Police will take your family so they'll be safe in the secret state police honey hole or area of security, you see, where the army or the National Guard or the reserve will be protecting them. But when they do that, then they tell you, oh, and I remember Greg Evenson and I talking about it. Greg was telling me that people already had their orders, sealed orders in the red envelopes in Illinois and various other states. And that they had like CDs, you were to put it in your computer and get your whole deal. And they were told, and they already, you know, years ago were putting rain gear, extra ammo, food, extra equipment. And then the state police who were in one district were going to be sent somewhere else. Way up, you know, somebody in southern Illinois was going to be sent to Chicago. Chicago was going to be sent down to southern Illinois. Missouri, different places, the same kind of way. Reverse where you're going to be, because they are going to tell you, oh, your family's safe. But when they give you the order and they say, you need to go in and you need to kill all these people over in here and you need to shoot this one. And when it's Thanksgiving time and they've got 11 people in their house and they're only supposed to have 10, and you've got a report from three of their Antifa neighbors or the BLM neighbors who wear the, have the little black heart on the white guard with the little sliver white, the white allies stuff up at the top, and they've called and said, these people have too many people in their house. Well, you know, some families I know have seven kids. And mom and dad, if you get grandpa, well, there's 10. You get grandma, there's 11. So they are then going to be against the law. So are you going to go in, peace officer? Are you going to go in and pound on that door and demand to see what's inside there? Because I'm going to tell you, if you start to go that route, and if you start to do it and to start to act on the orders of these evil Luciferian scumbag suits and people in the top slots up the state, up the Fed, whatever they might be, if you start to do that, then may the Lord Jesus protect you, because I'm going to tell you, the people are teed up, they're mad, they're ticked up, whatever it is you want to use the word. They're mad, 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 and I'm going to tell you what. Do not go and pound on people's doors on Thanksgiving or Christmas or any other time. You got a warrant? You tell them from the car out there, you say, I got a warrant. You know, they're going to come out, come out. If they don't, I'm going to tell you what. Maybe you need to operate just like Portland and Seattle did and say, to heck with this crap. But do it from the side of you as a peace officer, or on the side of the people against the evil that is in the top slots that is going to come. Let them bring in, let them surrender and bring in the red Chinese troops or the Russian troops like Obama hired, the Russian Spetsnaz that Obama hired and are still here. Let them send them. And then you can go and join with the side of your people in your township, your county, your region. You can join with them and you can fight the bloody British, you see, at the Concord Bridge. And you can be behind the tree or the rock and you can lay fire down their line and punch the bullets into their butt and take them and chase them back to the sea and then drown them in the sea and tell them don't ever come back. Now, if you give me a minute, I'll get ready here and I'll really tell you how I feel. And how we burn in the camps later thinking What would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, they arrested about 250,000 people in Leningrad in the old days, or if during periods of mass arrests, for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang, bang of the downstairs door, okay? At every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. Let's say maybe some of those 223s or those Mac 90s or those SKSs or the old 30-06 hunting rifles loaded up for bear, or that Mickey LaPoo is out in the tree with the 338, don't you see, okay? Or old Big Mac is in the tower and he ain't got no worry because he don't need to shower, because all he's going to do is drop the evil person too and then go back to eating his steak zippity-doo. I'm going to tell you what. If they'd understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs, that's the state police, the secret police, would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst. Or is it Xi Jinping and China Joe and Commissar Kamala Kokomo, huh? That the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, he was an intellectual. He was smart. He was a scientist. I believe he was Jewish. And yet the other people, many of the people involved with Lenin and Stalin, Shekashvili, you see, a lot of them, imprisoned their own people. Because what we're talking about are people that worship Lucifer the Lightbringer and not our Father in Heaven. Now, we're getting awful happy about the stuff. I hope, and Hal Turner has said today, I guess, somebody told me this, that Hal said that the good guys, accordingly, when Sidney Powell was asked whether the good guys or the bad guys got the servers, allegedly from the company Seitel, who were counting the American votes, wherein if you did a very sophisticated forensic analysis, you may be able to find out the shenanigans that were done by whoever created the programs, whether it's the CIA, Brennan, you know, the DIA, the DNI, Clapper types, whether they did it with the Red Chinese, the Russians, or whoever they did it with. But somebody stole the election, I guarantee you. And now they're finding out in Cobb County, Georgia. They used to talk about Cobb County justice. Now Cobb County, Georgia. There ought to be justice on the Elections Commission there, because apparently all the absentee votes, or a lot of them, that were for Trump were put into trash cans and bags, and that they were taken out to a recycle area and a recycle truck came and picked them up. This thing is stolen? I don't know, however. If they're going to be able to prove it in court and with the chicken, you know what, the chicken crap, you know what, Roberts who would take for next 3 years from now to do it. And do you think that William P. Barr, who I tell you is the one by Nut. We still haven't had anybody arrested, indicted, or tried for the attempted coup d'etat on the President of the United States. I think I might be back on. I'm not sure. I got knocked out of the box on this thing. If I'm up, let me know. Send me an alert. If I'm on the air, let me know. If I'm on the air, let me know, because I think I got knocked off the thing. So I'm going to tell you what. You've got all these things, all these ballots, and all these situations that are all gooped up, you see, in all of these states. But the computer stuff is going to be. Forget Chewy. I don't know about Chewy, my friend, but I do know at BishFlex.com or whatever, they've got all of it, and that's all they do. So whatever it is we got going, I hope I'm on the air. Send me an email at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com if I'm on the air right now. Because I got knocked out of the box. I got knocked. The computer got knocked off the deal, all right? So anyway, we're hearing that it is the forces. We're hearing that it's the good guys' special ops. And the reason the good guys apparently got the servers. But you see, the problem is the forensic looking into the servers. The fact of the matter is, and thank you to my good friend out in California and also in North Carolina in the old Mountain Jack area and to all the people around the corner. All right, Neil Paladin, all of you. All right, so I'm on the air. Good deal. So the fact is, maybe the good guys got it. Maybe the good guys got it, but the problem is it takes time because this stuff is sneaky stuff. It's very sneaky stuff. Oh, there's my old buddy from the Colorado Rockies and from the old New York. Hello to y'all. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep old Hawk on the air and keep him spouting off and hitting Lucy in the shins and upside the head and telling you about what's getting ready to come and giving you the word and reading you the words of the Lord Jesus. Reading the words of the Lord Jesus, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Oh, boy. Anyway, Federal Reserve notes, metals, easiest, best. A check, good. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, and thank you to all of it. I guess I'm on with an echo, but that's okay. I'm still on the game here. Thank you very much. And oh, Mad Spook. Yeah, good to see you, buddy. And to my other friends, I'm getting a lot of people here just coming out of the woodwork. God bless you. You're all listening. I love you all. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may he provide you with the superabundance and all you need and want, and to get you prepared and ready to withstand what's going to come. What's going to come? Now I'm going to tell you, did you see the MK Ultra come right on time, right on the China Joe and Commissar Kamala time? Because what did they announce? They announced coming for the guns. They announced coming for the guns, and they want every magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, a $200 tax. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's a whole lot of people that have got, more than one 30-round mag or 20-round mag or 15 or 17-round mag or whatever it is. But I'm going to tell you what. Here is the story on that. Here is the story as far as that goes, you see. You got Wauwatosa outside of Milwaukee. And then what do you got? Right on time at a Macy's or in a mall or something there. 6, 7, 8 people get shot by a guy. Allegedly, I heard the initial report might have been a Somali Jew. Okay. Well, you see, they get the Akbars. You get the different types. And you give them, or you give the crazy white boys or whoever it is. And you got the shrinks. Got the program trigger. And then maybe a little China Google balloon, allegedly. Maybe a little Chinese balloon. Gives them a little narrow beam. Or maybe the powers that be, you see. Maybe the powers that be in the Luciferian top slots. Maybe they use their mind control beams. Satellite directed. Creation of scalar frequencies. To cause effects upon the neurophysiological template. That's you. Okay? So we got that scenario. We also had, what have we got? We had yesterday when we were talking about down in New Orleans. I told you about the search patterns being run. Well, there was a tanker truck that had a wreck there or something, I guess. You know, that can be done too. You can flash a light in the guy's eyes, or you can zap him with the narrow beam from above, and he thinks he's on Maui surfing or something instead of driving a tanker truck. All right? Suppose he runs through the gate and blows up a chem plant, you know? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So we got right on time an MK Ultra firearm thing. Now we need to take all the guns, and this will not be the only one. They'll bring these out of the box like you can't believe. And then let me tell you something with regard to that. With regard to that, you got the Bill of Rights, don't you? The Bill of Rights. Here's Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. If you're in a church, go to church. You tell your preacher to open the doors. You get the ventilation in there and you get some HEPA filters. You get everybody masked up and you give them gloves, suits, whatever you got to do. You sit them at, you know, different spots around the room. But you go to church. That is your right. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Science, science. They want science to be a religion. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Or abridging the freedom of speech. So I'm going to tell you, when they won't let you say what you want to say, when you can't post on Twitter and you haven't made a threat, you've just stated what you want, but because you are a Trump supporter or a deplorable or a right-wing conspiracy person or a hate speech monger or a racist, even though you're not, then you need to speak even more. Or abridgment of the freedom of speech or of the press. Or the right of the people peacefully to assemble. And they perverted that. If you peacefully assemble, then they're going to send their Antifa to come and attack you. Okay? But they, the Antifas and the BLM, communist, Marxist, godless suck of a bucks, they can do whatever they want and they let them out of jail. And let them do it again and let them burn everything up. They burn up Portland, they burn up Seattle, burn up Chicago, stop traffic, burn New York, destroy the stores, all the crap, California, Texas, all over. They doing that, and then they let them out of jail. They do it again. Wauwatosa up there outside of Milwaukee, that's where they had a black officer, a black police officer, shot near that same mall where Macy's is at, apparently. Back a little while ago, you recall, shot a 17-year-old black male for some reason. I forget the exact case. But that's when the Antifa and the BLM went nuts up there. And they went into neighborhoods. And even the people that had a banner in the front window, that said we agree with, you know, Black Lives Matter. That's the one they went up and destroyed the outside of the house and spray painted it and ran motorcycles through the front yards and tore out the hedges and all the crap. But I'm going to tell you what. You have the right to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. And they talk about all these right-wing militias, all these militias. The militia is lawful. That's in the U.S. Code. But more than that, it's in the Second Amendment of the Constitution. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, what does that say? You're going to have an ex post facto tax on magazines, ammunition, on firearms attempted to confiscate? Well, let me tell you what. The old Irish brigades, you see, when they were fighting in certain wars, actually, they're fighting on the wrong side. They fought on the side of the Mexicans at some point. But when the Yankee troops came down to Mexico, they fought the Yankees. But they gave them the blizzard. They gave them the blizzard. So I'm telling you, all you good peace officers out there, this is a time where you got to figure out where you're going to take and put your family in the sanctuary, put them in the country spot, where you got three or four of your buddies and you got a fishing camp or a hunting farm or whatever it is. This is the time to set up your scenario so that you can get your family to your guaranteed sanctuary position with your own people protecting them, not the state or the federal government. Ha ha ha. So then they're going to order you to kill the people that you swore to uphold and defend and serve and you to protect against the enemies, foreign and domestic, when you swore to the Constitution. So don't you go down that road, guys. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard to do because there's going to be a certain time when they're going to say, we're going to give you triple and quadruple pay, or anything that you can confiscate is yours. Want a new house? You want a Lamborghini? You want a Ferrari? You want a Corvette? You want a big boat? You want a... Oh, if you confiscate that and take the people away, then that'll be yours. Wonderful, isn't it? You got the picture. You got the point. So I'm going to tell you. The Second Amendment protects the first and the others and the Constitution. So if they start to come and peek through your windows, oh, and in New York City, in Brooklyn, in the Jewish neighborhoods, they're already doing it. They got spies with the infrared and the see-through-the-wall crap. And, yeah, there is see-through-the-wall crap. A lot of people just don't know about it. And at the same time, I've told you this is not the last bioweapon that will be released probably in this country. I talked about the Chaparay down there, Chaparay or whatever it is, down there in Bolivia last night. It's a hemorrhagic fever type thing. Well, then already in the United States, there is a strain in some areas where some of the COVID has got blood clots in it. Okay, blood, people clotting up blood in the lungs. That's hemorrhagic. That means it's either being recombining with something else or they've juiced it with another gene. Well, now we got another thing, a weird. And this one bothers me because it's got like a vesicular, a pimple-like lesion on faces, limbs, and genitals. It's weird, kind of a thing. I guarantee you, this is in Senegal, Africa. And what I'm wondering is if it's some sort of a smallpox or a mousepox being released, and if it is, that could be a killer dilla. You understand? That could be a killer diller, like you will not believe. So if you can still get it, maybe approvedgasmask.com still has it. I don't know. I haven't checked recently. to get military gas masks with M95 full-blown filters that'll last a long time. Don't get surplus. Get new stock. When you order them, make sure they have it in stock and get a guaranteed arrival date, not ship date. Arrival date at your house. Tyvek F suits, or better quality suits. There are better ones if you can afford them. Get them and get them bigger than what you normally would wear so that you could put them on over fatigues or over a jacket, you see. Get a larger size. With the booties and the hoods, you put the gas mask on, you get extra filters. Then you've got ones that are for children, youth filters. And then you've also got baby positive pressure systems, baby rangers that are designed and have been around for years to where you can put your child or your baby up inside. There's a positive pressure system that will keep out any of the bad stuff and give them plenty of oxygen and air to breathe. Go look at them. The rubber boots and the big heavy rubber gloves against chemical stuff too. And you need to think about maybe having a kiddie pool and a hose. And even if the water gets cut off, maybe you need a water tank up on a standard or stilts so you can get gravity feed, and wash it down in the backyard. Or if you're in a high rise or something, you go outside on the balcony and wash it into the kiddie pool, you know? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be like the Lord Jesus said, that if the time were not short for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. This is where we're headed. I don't want to head there, but I am here on behest because I was chosen. I was tapped by the Archangel Michael on behalf of the Lord Jesus to strike blows against his enemies, Jesus' enemies, and to warn the remnant of what's to come and how to prepare. And I'm still doing it, and it's 16 years since Brother Quayle put me on the air. And I'm going to tell you what. If you want to tell people what's happening, you need to get them to stevequayle.com or call them up, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. You'll either get Daryl or Tyler, Steve's son, or maybe somebody else in the office. You might get Steve himself. But you need to get the information of some of Steve's books. Like you need to get Terminated, The End of Man is Near, or Empire Beneath the Ice, or Steve's Genesis 6 Giants. And you can also get, it's a blessing to you if you can get it, go ahead and get, because I think if you get two books, you get one free, Jesus, The Premise of the Promise. But also get The Final Warning, the DVDs, and show them to people. You want to do something? Buy an extra set. Give it to somebody at church. Pass it around. You want to do something else? Give one to the public library. Let them put it in the library and show it to people. Oh, boy. The old stagecoach stop. I haven't heard from you in a while. God bless you. Let me know how you're doing, by the way. I know there was some trouble. May the Lord Jesus go right now to all the people that list this program, anybody who has travail, anybody that has sickness, Lord, anybody who is on the deathbed, anybody who they don't know where they're going to do or what they're going to be, or they may not have any food or anything to eat or any money. Lord Jesus, will you go to them one at a time, each one? Will you touch them? Will you restore them? Will you provide medical miracles and miracles of jobs and miracles of food and something to eat, miracles of electrical power for those who don't have it? And then show them where to find the lamps and the lamp oil and the wicks. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would go overseas, that you would touch those friends of the show and I have you to touch them one more time. They did. Feel it, Lord. They felt you come, and they claimed a victory, but provide a medical miracle to Dave and Debbie in France, the Indochina people, the Indochina missionaries. God bless them, Lord Jesus. And that's another thing. I'm going to read it one more time because we got to do what we can. There's people on fire for the Lord in Indochina. The people in the mountains, the people that used to fight with a lot of you out there that I know. You can send anything, any amount, check, money, order, cash, whatever, to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Send it there and put on it for Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R Bible Project, or Indochina Bibles. Put that as on the check or in a note where you're sending a little money or whatever. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And while we still can, we'll get some Bibles to the Montagnards, to those people of the mountains that so many of you knew long ago. Oh, ho, ho, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what, Wild Weasel's getting ready to run. He's already running hard. And you ain't going to believe what you're going to see. It's just going to be one thing after the other. One thing after the other is going to come your way. And when they tell you that they're going to come into your house and arrest you, and you're going to pay, what, a $5,000 fine or something because you got too many people in your own home, and maybe your own family is bigger than 10 people, just your immediate family. What the heck are you going to do? Sacrifice a kid to Moloch? I don't think so. This is the United States, little U, big S. And you tell these Poppin' Jay, Pipsqueak, left-wing, demon, commie rat, scumbag, Luciferian worship, pieces of crap, you tell them to come and take it, like the old Gonzales, Texas people, who had one cannon, and they put the word out, come and take it. Because at a certain point in time, it's not worth staying under the tyranny and the travail and the hardship and to go into this. You're better off because you got no, like Solzhenitsyn said, you got nothing left to lose. You set up the ambush on the lower floor with pokers, 223s, 308s, 30-06s, 12-gauge Mossberg or Winchester Remington pumps, crossbows, long bows, the compound with the broadheads, ball bat brigades, Paul Chin Katana boys that the karate man know, little Kendo, Kenpo, whatever you got, Joe, you know? Because I'm going to tell you, whoever does come does not have your best interest at heart. And for the peace officers and the good sheriffs and the good deputies, the good police chiefs and the good sergeants of the watch and the good patrolmen and all the state troopers and highway patrols, you'd better understand that this America, it is not the Soviet Union, it ain't Red China. And if you're going to take orders and you're going to come on somebody's governor's bullcrap, non-legal order, or any kind of a stuff that is contrary to the Constitution of the United States, or contrary to the Constitution of your state, You cannot do retroactive tax. You cannot do ex post facto. You cannot do stuff that violates the Constitution. You cannot start out there saying that you're going to take 73 million Trump supporters and you're going to put them into concentration camps. Well, let me tell you something, boys and girls. Let's say there's 73 million, okay? Let's take 10% of that would be what? 7.3 million people. That'd be a big standing army, but probably not that number of people going to fight. If we go back historically, it was 3% of the people were on the side of the revolution against the crown. But probably 1% actually fought. So if we have 73 million, then 1% is 730,000 people. That's a pretty big army. I don't know what that works out because it's going to break out different. But if you got somebody where in one regional or one county or one area, all of a sudden you got 5,000 swinging, you know what's in the field. With a whole lot of ladies that are better shot than the men. And you got the high school football teams who don't want to go knuckle under this crap or the basketball or the baseball. And you got everybody out in the doggone street. Then I'm going to tell you what, you better bring the yard farming. You better bring the tanks because the American people are not going to be subjugated, under some communist, demon, commie, rat, bull crap to take the rights and to steal the properties, to tax everybody to death, to make sure we give all the money to the red Chinese and to destroy all of your jobs because AOC wants you to take a train to Hawaii instead of flying, and that the climate change is going to get you. But it ain't about AOC. This about Lucifer, the Lightbringer. This about the Illuminati and the big banks and corporations and the heads of giant religious institutions in the world who are on the side, allegedly, of Lucifer, the Lightbringer. So I'm going to tell you what, you get you an old pipe and drum, you find some old people who can still play them, because I don't know if the kids can play instruments anymore. Some can, I shouldn't say that. But you can at least get you a drum, and you can boop, and you start beating the doggone drum, and you start to tell people it's time to get real. That don't mean you go out and you go wild and hair crazy. That means that you methodically prepare as best you can with what you got. If you have no wherewithal, then you pray to the Lord Jesus to show you a way to prepare. Maybe it's by planting a winter garden in a cold frame or in an area, and, you know, where you got some sunshine in the south still. And God bless all those doing that. My old friend, the old tough granny who bought the meth head, trying to get her purse when she said, "Oh no, Lord Jesus, come and help me now." And he did. Whatever you ask in Jesus' name, he tells you. John 14, doesn't he? John 14, he tells you. Go to John 14 and read it to your children and tell them how to pray and to pray in Jesus' name. Whatever you ask him to do, he'll do. But he also tells you Marv's example. Is there anything that he can do, you're going to be able to do also. Because he goes to be with your father, his father. It's the most marvelous gift he tells you about. But he's not advertising, he's telling you straight. But you've got to have the ears to hear and the eyes to see. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. You want me? Somebody's wanting that address again. Here it is. Gospel Furthering Fellowship for the Nunemakers. N-U-N-E. MAKER, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, and you put on a check or money order or put a note in with cash and say, for the Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, the Indochine. And those people over there on fire for them, and I see pictures of them. They're so happy you cannot believe it. They have a Bible in their own dialect. And that's in Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, you see. In the mountains, the Montanas, the Montagnards. Don't go into their loose period night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. You get prepared tonight and tomorrow. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPool, keep your eye on the prize, baby. It's Rico and Thomas, you and your family are beloved of the Lord Jesus.